You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 395. I'm here with Randall. Randall, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
We do have some more news for you, more than we did last week. We've got some recruiting news. We're going to go through something we promised. We're going to look at the transfers. We have that list compiled and just briefly go over that. And then throughout the season, we'll keep on going back to that and see how these transfers, how they're doing at their new school. There are some exciting events that Notre Dame announced as well with the completion of the new stadium, which is very exciting, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's finally almost complete, and I remember when they first started this project, it seemed like it was going to be a long time.
It seemed like it was never going to be finished. Let's start with that. They're having what sounds like a week-long Monday through Friday of events. However, there's two events that really stood out that are the ones that I'm interested in and probably will go to. The first one is on Sunday, August 20th. It's called the New and Gold Game. And you will be able to see a scrimmage, and it's open to the public. The marching band will go through some routines. You'll be able to take some, I believe it was self-guided tours of different parts of the new stadium.
It's basically a game day simulation. Suppose they'll even have some of the food stands open, so you'll be able to buy snacks and drinks. And obviously with the band, I think they just want to kind of run through everything with the new stadium, and you get to watch practice.
And check out the Jumbotron. Now, the Jumbotron is really going to be probably glorified to the extreme on Friday night later that week, August 25th, where there will be a showing of Rudy at 7:30. Doors open at 6, and the students are able to sit on the field with blankets. However, if you're not a student, you will be able to sit into the in the stadium seating and get to see the game there. It could be kind of an awful experience, but I'm going to go. I think it's going to be fun.
What do you mean it could be an awful experience?
Well, as far as if you're going, just, I don't think anyone will be going just to watch the movie, but just watching the movie, you can probably get a better setup, you know, if you have a nice home theater system.
But they're testing out the new sound system as well. They're having music before, and it's free, so you might as well go. I think it'd be fun. It would be a lot more fun if a lot of people show up. It would be kind of interesting just to watch the movie Rudy with maybe a couple thousand people. That would be fun. If it's just a couple hundred, I can see it being kind of lame.
I do think Notre Dame should continue to do more of these things where it's open to the public, and it's, even if it's playing a movie or something like that, I don't know if that'll happen, but I'd like to see more things like this.
Maybe they'll start something. They're calling this Flick on the Field, so maybe it's the start of something.
Could be. So, and I did read on UND.com, they are going to, on social media, going to be giving some more behind-the-scenes look at the new project, and I'm not sure what all they're going to do, but they did promise that they will be sharing more stuff on social media, so.
Oh, you should like this. The Wi-Fi is supposed to be a lot better as well.
I didn't even know there was Wi-Fi beforehand.
I think it's just been added.
Okay, I did read that.
But with that many people in one spot, it's been terrible.
Yeah, cellular service has been bad.
But suppose that's improved, and there's supposedly Wi-Fi. So,
all this stuff will be available on Notre Dame's website, UND.com. If you just Google News and Gold Game, or is it Flick on the Field or Field? Yeah,
Flick on the Field.
Flick on the Field. You should be able to find this, and I'm sure more information will come out, and they'll probably put out more stuff on social media as it gets closer. So that's for the exciting events coming up. Not really related to, well, I guess the scrimmage kind of is, but let's talk about, there is some big recruiting news, but let's talk about the transfers. And when we made our list, there's a lot more than I realized. So this is...
Or guys that will still be playing this next year.
Just not at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Because there's a couple more guys to add to the list that just won't be playing football anymore.
Oh, true.
Guys like Tyler Luatu. So you could make this list even longer if you start getting into some of that. But
this is... I'll break this down somewhat by position. So quarterback Malik Zaire transferred to Florida. We knew that. That's been out a while. And he will be eligible to play and competing for that starting job. I did read where it's not his job, but he will be competing for that starting job. Wide receiver Corey Holmes will be graduating here in about a week, week and a half. His plans were, from what I'd read online, graduating on July 27th, and then just soon after that, he'll be at Purdue participating in fall camp. So his eligibility is something that I wasn't sure about.
He has 2 years left.
And he'll be eligible this year since he would be a graduate transfer?
He is a grad transfer and has 2 years left.
Other wide receiver / running back Justin Brandt will be at Nevada. In fact, I think he's there currently.
Yeah.
And he will be eligible. He'll have 2 years remaining that he'll be able to play. And then offensive line, John Montelus to Virginia. He's eligible to play. He played in 6 games as a Notre Dame player. And then Colin McGovern had planned to transfer to Virginia, and then that is not happening. And I don't think he's playing football. I couldn't find a solid answer.
The latest I've heard is that there was rumors he was coming back to Notre Dame with some of the offensive line transfers, and Brian Kelly said that that is not happening. He said that at the time. So I'm not sure what his plans are for next year.
Parker Boudreau to Central Florida, and he will sit out this season. The 2017 season, he will not be eligible to play. And then Tristan Hodge to BYU. And pending a hardship waiver being reviewed by the NCAA, he might be eligible to play this year. If not, he would have to sit out and would be eligible next year.
I wonder how he can get it. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting situation. He can't
share exactly what the reason was for his transfer while this hardship waiver is being reviewed. So it's unclear exactly what the situation was. I don't know what it was or what it is. Okay, over on the defensive side of the ball, we've got a handful of defensive backs. Max Redfield, who didn't play last year, will be playing his final year at Eastern Washington. McKelty Williams.
Max Redfield?
Yeah.
No, he'll be playing at Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Because he can't get that Indiana out of his system.
You're right. McKelty Williams had planned to go to Syracuse. Now, in the last week or two, he wasn't admitted by the NCAA. So I don't know what his plans are.
Well, he isn't part of Syracuse, so
no, and that was clearly he had agreed or was planning on going there.
Yeah,
Spencer Perry will sit out the 2017 season, and he'll be at South Alabama. And then Devin Butler will also be at Syracuse and will be eligible to play this fall. All right, I think that covers.
So that's a total of how many players?
Well, it depends if you include Colin McGovern there, who might not play, but it's 12 players, and Colin McGovern might just not play football anymore.
That's got to be one of the bigger lists of guys playing elsewhere that Notre Dame has had, but be interesting to see what they do. I'd say...
Well, that's the plan. I do want to keep tabs of it. Won't go into much detail because this is a Notre Dame football podcast and not
former Notre Dame
football player podcast. But, I'm curious to see how they do, and we'll let you guys know.
My prediction is Malik Zaire will be the most active guy in that group.
Because of him being a quarterback?
No, I just think he has the best chance of going in and making an impact on a good team.
Well, on a good team, yes, or on a notable team. I mean, Redfield will be able to make a huge impact. I mean, he'll be starting and probably have incredible stats and numbers to back that up. But... it's not for Florida. It's not for an SEC team. So I do agree. Malik Zaire is a name that we'll be hearing about. In fact, even if he's not playing, I guess I don't know.
I expect him to play.
Well, I do expect him to play, but I'm just trying to think of Golson, who also went to a big program, and he did start some, but I don't really remember. There definitely was. He did make
a couple games into the year. He was basically done. So,
all right, let's talk about recruiting.
Okay. Notre Dame did pick up its first 2019 commitment. We knew it was about time for them to get the first guy for the 2019 class, and it is Cade McNamara. He's a quarterback from Reno, Nevada. He's not as highly ranked. Some people might not be as excited because he's not this highly ranked guy, but he still has 2 years of high school left, and it's predicted that he could be one of the top quarterbacks by the time he's ready to enroll at Notre Dame. He had been here for Irish Invasion, and the staff loved what they saw from him, and they offered him about 10 days later. And then that would have been, so he was there on the June 18th, got offered the 28th, and then today is, what, the 17th, he committed. So in about a month's time there, he showed the staff what he could do and ended up committing to Notre Dame. So they obviously loved what they saw. You know, now they're saying that he's possibly that moved him up to the number one quarterback on their board. But of course, you're going to start hearing stuff like that now that he's committed to Notre Dame. But he put up big numbers last year, and last year he completed 52.8% of his passes for 2,024 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions, and.
How many passes did he throw?
Let me see if I can get that real quick. And he is listed as a pro-style quarterback, but actually that was his, sorry, those were his freshman numbers. Last year, he threw for 3,577 yards, 46 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions.
Oh, wow, so big difference.
So, yeah.
Did he play all the games as a freshman that he did as a sophomore?
I'm not sure what the number of games is. It doesn't tell me how many games he actually played.
Either way, the touchdown to interception ratio, that's incredible
from
17 difference.
17 and 10 to 46 and 11.
Yeah, that's insane.
But he already has almost 6,000 yards in his first 2 years of high school, and he's still got 2 years to go. And right now he's only 6'1", 185, but...
You would think that high school players could leave high school early to go to college.
That would be a disaster. But I like that it's their first commitment is from a quarterback. It gives him a chance to show his leadership skills and be the guy to try to bring in other players to join the class. And now, you know, especially the skills positions have a reason to play. You know, they know who their quarterback's going to be. And they can come in and join him, and he can kind of be the leader of that group.
Where does he play?
Reno, Nevada.
Okay.
So he was the number one player in Nevada last year, I believe. But there you have it. They finally got their first commitment for 2019. So maybe other guys will jump onto the list.
Do you expect more commitments here in this next week or two leading up to where high schools are starting fall camp and colleges too?
You mean for 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some more coming up. The one guy to watch we mentioned last week already was Tommy Tremble, the tight end. He could possibly be the next guy to commit. One of the other tight ends that Notre Dame had been after, but I didn't really expect him to get him, was Jeremy Ruckert. He ended up picking Ohio State. I don't know if you watched the video of the go-kart racing.
I didn't watch it, but...
I personally thought it was pretty lame. And I'm not just saying that because he didn't pick Notre Dame.
Was he at the bottom of Notre Dame's board?
Well, he is now. No, he had a race with his buddies, and it was just hard to kind of follow what was actually happening in the
video.
Were
his buddies in different
They had different cars. Like it was Notre Dame, Michigan... Okay. Ohio State.
So which one was he driving?
Well, it doesn't really show which one he was. Then in the end, you know, he wins and he opens his coat and he's wearing an Ohio State shirt. Oh, so. Okay. But it was just kind of, it was kind of confusing. Like, it was all happening so fast. You didn't really know what was going on. And, oh, he's going to Ohio State. You know, you might as well have just skipped the go-karts and said that. But that's what recruiting has become, is see who can put the coolest video, commitment video out there. So we'll keep seeing more of those. Notre Dame, I won't bore you with any of the offers that went out, because there weren't really any offers that went out last week. So you don't have to sit through that. They did have two guys that visited this last week. D'Angelo McKenzie is a 2018 defensive back. And after the visit, he said Notre Dame is his leader, but he's going to take his time and make a decision. And then 2018 cornerback Dante Burton was just there this weekend. And that's a big-time cornerback that Notre Dame's trying to land. So those were two guys that were at Notre Dame. And there's more visits coming up. Guys want to try to get their visits out of the way before their season start. And so you'll see a lot of that happening. And I do expect a couple guys to commit before the season starts. And you'll see commit to other schools as well. And then once the season starts, it'll probably slow down a little bit. But that's about it for recruiting this week.
Okay. I don't have anything else. Before fall camp, we'll do a preview of fall camp.
I do have the, I don't think you mentioned it being notes, the redshirt guys.
Yeah.
From last year. We kind of, there's always a question, who all redshirted last year, who all didn't. But Notre Dame had 10 guys redshirt last year, and they're down to 9 because Parker Boudreaux would have been the 10th guy. But just kind of quickly looking at those, Ian Book, the quarterback, would have redshirted last year. Tony Jones Jr., the running back. Deion McIntosh, running back, wide receiver, which it seems he's back at running back. And then Tommy Kramer, offensive tackle. Liam Eichenberg, offensive tackle. Parker Boudreaux obviously isn't there anymore. And then Ade Ogundeji, defensive end. Jonathan Jones, the inside linebacker. DJ Morgan. Hang on. Okay, DJ Morgan and John Shannon.
All right.
So there, some of those guys are going to be making an impact this year. Tony Jones Jr., I would say, is probably... you got Tommy Kramer and Leon Eichenberg, so one of those two is going to be the starter. So I guess you could say they'll have a bigger impact, but I expect Tony Jones Jr. to play this year. But some of these other guys, like Ade Ogundeji, is the defensive end. It sounds like he's a year away from being any. He's that rush in that Notre Dame needs, but he's like a year away from playing. But other than that, you probably won't hear much from these other guys.
All right. All right, well, that's all we've got. Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.